Most of us rely on our doctors to keep our medical records updated, but there are good reasons for us to do so too. A few years ago, we were vacationing in Costa Rica. After a walk along the black sand beach, we were returning to our suite, a kilometer-long uphill walk. I took a short cut across a grass field. The next day, as we walked around a wildlife rescue sanctuary, my legs felt hot and itchy, which I tried to ignore. Once back at our resort, I looked down and noticed my legs were very red, swollen, itchy, and covered in small red bumps. The receptionist at the resort soon identified the cause. It was a small parasite called chiggers that lives in long grasses. They do not burrow into and remain inside the skin, contrary to popular belief, but instead inject digestive enzymes into the skin and feed upon the decomposed flesh. Soap and water can remove them, if dealt with immediately, but mine were well established and it was suggested I immediately go to hospital a half-hour ride away. First I had to call to notify my Canadian medical insurer, a call where I was peppered with numerous questions until in frustration I said, "By the time I've answered all you've asked I may well be dead. Can't you take my info, give permission and I'll fill in the details once treatment is received?" They did. Meanwhile, the helpful receptionist at our resort called a tourist van driver saying it would be cheaper than a cab, called a friend of his who was a doctor at the hospital, and arranged a private appointment, to save me waiting for hours. We arrived and were seen within 15 minutes. It was then I fully understood the value of maintaining medical records. As the doctor said he'd prescribe an antibiotic, my husband, David, opened a file on his cell phone and shared it with the doctor. A few years ago, in Cambridge, I had contracted cellulitis on my face. It led to rapid swelling, and as soon as I arrived at Cambridge Memorial Hospital, I was immediately put on an antibiotic drip. Every day for 10 days, this was repeated. Later, the cellulitis returned, this time in my arm. No matter what antibiotic I was given, the condition worsened with each medication being stronger. Finally, one worked. David had all this information, the dates, the dosage, specific medication, which he shared. This was so helpful, and the doctor knew immediately that I needed strong antibiotic, which he dutifully prescribed. He thanked David for his foresight, which was so beneficial. What a saving grace. I was so impressed with how useful this knowledge was, even more impressed that David had kept all the records so efficiently. I had no idea of the dates or the names of the various medications. That taught me the value of keeping a medical file, especially when traveling. It took several days of sitting on our veranda watching the many birds before I could walk again. The resort sent a driver with a golf cart to pick me up for meals, supplied me with an outdoor chaise lounge, and were very helpful. By the time we returned to Cambridge, I had fully recovered and learned a valuable lesson: if walking through long grass, shower immediately afterwards. Many insects dwell in long grass, chiggers, or ticks in Ontario may be prevalent. Be mindful and aware of your medical history and have important information to hand. We should not rely solely on our medical profession to care for us without our help to notify them. It is our body, and we are responsible for it. The medical profession is here to assist, not be totally responsible for us and our health.